I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talking about Spielman's class action lawsuit on behalf of a bunch of Ohio State football players could lead to some big things. We'll see. The Ed O'Bannon stuff that years ago, maybe this follows that up. When we're looking for a little extra insight into Ohio State athletics and the workings thereof, we go to our guy who's with us on Saturday mornings, 10 to 2 right here. 10 to noon, Bo? 10 to
I'm
noon
not doing
right here
four
on 92
hours, Felty. I'm not doing no 4-hour show. Are you kidding me?
You're a smart
man. That's it.
You're a smart man.
Unless there's a sponsor element.
I'm out.
Unless there's a sponsor element and you and Spielman can do a show together.
We've done many shows together, Kurt Spielman and I. So I have a unique perspective on this in that I worked for IMG and I've done many shows with Kurt Spielman.
It's Bo Bishop, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Bo.
All right. So Andy and I think Chris is absolutely in the right on this.
Yeah.
You
agree? Wrong. Don't you think? I mean,
yeah.
There's no other way to see this. Guys, this intercollegiate athletics at the highest level, football and men's basketball, predominantly football, has been a house of cards for a very long time. And as the money continues to go up and up and up, eventually people were going to start to pay attention to that and start to call them on this. You guys mentioned the O'Bannon lawsuit. That was probably the first part of that. Now, what did that do? Well, what the O'Bannon lawsuit did is it ended the NCAA football game, which is a high revenue source for a lot of people, including EA Sports and the NCAA. The other thing that it did is it started forcing institutions to, instead of selling specific jerseys for players, to sell the year and the number one. So that's two things that happened from that. They also paid out a bunch of money, in which lawyers got most of it. The next step is this. And this is all about licensing and owning your own likeness, obviously, going forward. You guys know that, and most of your listeners probably do as well. The reason that this is such a fascinating lawsuit is the precedent it will set. When IMG decides to go into business with all these colleges, and they're in business with a lot of them, they do mirror campaigns throughout the country. So my guess is those banners with the Honda underneath them that hang in Ohio Stadium, there's probably a Deion Sanders banner at Florida State if they represent Florida State with a Honda underneath it. And there's one at Clemson that has Deshaun Watson on it. And my guess is over the weekend all of those were quickly taken down.
That's right.
Because they really don't have a ground to stand on with this, right? Because you can use the likeness if it's not for profit, but when you start selling a likeness for profit to an outside source and to a business partner, well, then somebody deserves something for that. And the fact that Archie Griffin came in support really early on Friday kind of tells you all you need to know.
All right, so what happens if it's not? What if happens if the corporation is doing it not for profit? Let's just say in this scenario, say Honda wants to do something right. They want to help fund scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
And so say they want to give $1 million towards scholarships, and in return, the school decides, well, okay, well, we're going to name the so-and-so Hall of Fame after you. Now it's the Honda Hall of Fame. Well, if you're going to present the Honda Hall of Fame, you're probably going to have the word Honda on there somewhere, and then you're going to show a picture of the guy who's in the Hall of Fame. It's a slippery slope on if that's the way you want to go with it, right?
Andy, the can of worms that this potentially opens, and that's why this could get so ugly and really could get very big, is exactly what you explained. What this really is about, in my opinion, is Chris Spielman wanting control of his likeness going forward. It's so that Ohio State doesn't put, let's say he doesn't want Coors Light underneath his name in a banner at Ohio Stadium because they want to do Coors Light Silver Bullets. That's the next step that's most logical to me. But what Chris really wants is control of his likeness going forward. Where this is going to get slippery is Ohio State, the Columbus Dispatch reported over the weekend that Ohio State tried to settle on a low six-figure settle. They also said they would take down the banners, and Chris said no, which tells me it's not about this settlement. And he's already said that as well. I'm going to give the money back to Ohio State's athletic department. I don't even care about the money.
Yeah, and
this is about Chris
controlling his quote on that,
the
Bo.
Number 36 in scarlet and gray going forward to monetize. And it's not just him, it's Archie. If Ohio State has to make reparations for something like this, where does it stop, guys? I mean, how many things have they sold with 45 on it over the last 30 years? How many things have they sold that look like Woody Hayes over the last 40 years? Where does it end?
But, that's Bo, let me ask you this. Does Chris Spielman have the rights to number 36 in an Ohio State uniform?
Well, that's what he's fighting for, Jeff.
Yeah, I know, but
that's what he's fighting for.
But it is an Ohio State uniform.
It is an Ohio State uniform, certainly. It is him. He is the person. That's why this will get tricky going forward.
Tom Cousineau could sue too, right?
I can't tell you who's going to win and who's going to lose. I'm telling you,
Marcus Merrick could sue. He wore 36.
What's that now?
Didn't Marcus Merrick wear 36?
Well, lots of guys have worn the numbers, of course.
Right.
It's not about it's not about the number 36. It's about the number 36 with Chris Spielman wearing it.
That's right.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So that's what he's for. He wants to be able to, and I'll give you an example of this. When he did a deal with Kroger with the Stephanie Spielman Fund when they were selling, they wanted to do number 36 jerseys. They wanted to do them in pink. They want to do 36 jerseys in pink that you could get at Kroger with a donation to the Spielman Fund. By the way, those profits, the money to that, there were no profits. All of the money went to the James, the Ohio State Cancer Hospital, and the Stephanie Spielman Breast Cancer Awareness Fund, right? All of the money went there, and Ohio State said, no, you can't do it. And Chris said, well, wait a second, it's a pink jersey with the number 36. They said, we don't care, we own 36. So that's what this is. That's at the root of this, is him controlling his likeness and his time at Ohio State. And,
right,
it's
so,
about,
well,
and all these guys want a piece of that.
Bo, who's the knucklehead at Ohio State that says no to that?
Well, they are so fiercely protected. They don't want to set the precedent, Andy, is really what it's about. They don't want to have to start
paying
people.
But think about that. Think about whoever decided to say no to that now could cost them billions.
Well, and I think that's at the root of that is some ill will dating back to that.
Well, I don't blame him for that. That's ridiculous. For money that would have gone back for cancer research, that's just stupid.
But they
want
to. They fiercely protect anything associated with that brand, and they will fight you via lawsuit immediately. And usually, what happens in these type of things, Ohio State will never settle on anything, guys. They never have. They never will. They will take you to court because they have infinite lawyers on retainer, and they can fight the court fight. So they will take this to court. The difference here is Spielman has the means, and other players around him will join in and have the means. And he's not doing this for money. He's doing it for precedent. And if you think about this, guys, you guys have been around that program a long time, right?
Right.
There are many players who are as beloved as Chris Spielman and Archie Griffin. There are none more beloved. They are on the Mount Rushmore. If there's 10 guys that you walk into a restaurant in Columbus and everybody in the restaurant says, yeah, I love that guy, both those guys are on that list.
Yep.
And they're both opposite Ohio State. Now, who the heck ever thought that would be possible?
Bo Bishop joining us. And, Bo, you mentioned that Chris, not with a financial interest in this. Here's his quote on that. I personally do not have a financial interest in the outcome of the banner program, as my share in any recovery will be donated directly to the athletic department of The Ohio State University. And then his quote to go along with his image, he said, Ohio State is more than welcome to use my name and image in any way they want to use it. Problem is when they slap a corporate sponsor on it.
There it is.
And he's so right and so smart in the way he's doing this because – I mean, you can't look at him and say, well, you're grabbing for money. No, he's not. He's going to give it back to the university.
Jeff, when I first heard about this lawsuit on Friday before it went public, my initial response was, he better be careful because Ohio State Buckeye Nation could turn on him. Because what's the old line from the don't ever go against the firm, Mitch?
Right.
That's kind of the rule in Columbus. Don't ever go against Ohio State. But by Chris putting that line in there, it absolves him of that.
Sure does.
By saying, I'm giving the money back. But guys, rest assured, this isn't about the money that's been made. It's about the money that's going to be made. And there's so much money in college football at the moment that these guys want their piece of it.
And
that's what this is about going forward.
Bo, I think it's bigger than college. I mean, I start thinking about the pro stuff, too. When you walk in and get a bobblehead, and it's got somebody's logo on it,
right?
I mean, where's the line there? And I don't know what, you know, and does that money go back to like MLBPA or NBAPA or, you know, because I'm looking at what if, you know, you're, like I said to Jeff before, what if you're Bo Bishop, a former player of Team X, and now they're giving away your bobblehead for free, but the reason they're giving it away for free is because they had a corporate sponsor come in to put their logo on it. And what if Bo Bishop hates Sponsor X on there?
Yeah.
I mean, so now you've got more issues.
It's tricky going forward. The only thing about the pros is that they have unions and they can collectively bargain these things and they can get a little taste. The big thing with the NCAA is that there's been no way of organizing. I mean, we all know that the amount of money has gotten out of whack. The fact that Mike Krzyzewski makes $11 million a year, or Saban or Urban make 10, 11, or Harbaugh makes 9, it's all out of whack. I mean, we can see that. And we know that they should probably redistribute this money some way to some of these players who are actually the ones playing on the field. But there's no way of organizing. And what Spielman did here is give a way of organizing via this class action. And to me, that's the next step. So it starts with O'Bannon and now this Spielman lawsuit. And the next step will be, if you're a current player at Ohio State, can Ohio State use your likeness with a corporate sponsorship? I mean, that's the next thing going forward.
Yeah,
but I don't know if these kids who are college athletes will be able to organize.
Bo Bishop joining us.
This is all House of Cards, guys. We all know it. We've been following it for too long.
Oh, yeah. Bo Bishop is joining us. Bo, the value of a scholarship is huge.
Sure.
But it's not as huge as the NCAA sometimes seems to think it is. Is that a good way of looking at it when all the other dollars are involved? You know, like, for instance, if you're a women's lacrosse player, they're not going to cash in on you.
No.
If you're a big-time football player at a, Florida State, Florida, Ohio State, Michigan, they're going to cash in on you.
Yeah.
Where does that value of a scholarship end if you're the player, if you're the university? You know, I would think the minute you're done with your eligibility, for instance, they couldn't put Spielman's name on this to save anything. But yet they still do it. And he said, you're welcome to, just don't put a corporate logo on it. But where does that value of that scholarship end? And what does it mean more than 4 years of education, I guess, is what the NCAA is trying to get out of it.
The money in football, specifically in men's basketball for a select few, has gotten so out of whack, Jeff, that it's not enough, that a scholarship isn't enough. There's a lot of kids that get full scholarships to Ohio State, some for academics, some get it for music, some might get it for talent, some other talent. These kids get it for playing football, right?
Right.
Well, all of those other kids that get full scholarships, 106,000 people don't come to watch them play at $80 a ticket, or for the Oklahoma game, $200 a ticket. Those other kids, people don't go buy booze and beer and watch them play, and Ohio State profits off of. There's only one group of kids that do that. And what I would say, because you will get that about the women's lacrosse, and people will say that argument, what I would say about that is it's Ohio State made $170 million. That was the revenue last year in their athletic department. They had $166 million in expenses. It's not my fault they're bad at business. They don't need 38 sports. Nobody else has 38 sports. They choose to do it to make themselves look good. And that's fine, and that's part of it. But in terms of what they make money off of, it's football. And the kids that participate in football, in my opinion, should be taken care of better when the money has gotten this far out of control. They have a strength conditioning coach who's making $750,000 in Columbus. They're paying coordinators over $1 million. Wow. Woody Hayes made $150,000, guys, 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
But let me
that's
throw
how
this.
Far we've come. The money's gotten so out of whack.
That's nuts.
Let me throw this at you. How long before state education boards say we want to get out of the sports business? Because, again, we're talking about. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about. You know, when you talk about Ohio State, or you talk about Michigan, you talk about any of the big schools in this country, it's, you know, a very small percentage compared to all the other schools across the board that are involved in athletics.
Gordon Gee told me this a long time ago when he was at Ohio State, and I thought he maybe had the power to pull it off, former Ohio State president. He said there will be four mega conferences, and they will be separate from the NCAA, and we will privatize the athletic departments. And that's what we'll do going forward. That'll be the model going forward. Now, he's at West Virginia now. I don't know if he has the juice to pull it off anymore. He's getting up in years. This is about 8 to 10 years ago. But that's still a vision that I think makes sense, is to privatize these athletic departments, separate the haves from the have-nots, let everybody else compete for something else, and have 65 teams that are on this level that get all the money. And the crazy thing about it, guys, is they still think they're leaving money on the table because they still share some of this money with some of these other schools that aren't in these power conferences. The money has gotten so out of control that it has to be acknowledged at some point, and I think that it will be. And I do believe that privatization of the athletic departments will be the next thing.
I couldn't agree with you more. Bo, hey, we appreciate the insight, bud. Thank you.
Thanks, Bo.
Anytime, gentlemen.
And 10 to noon Saturdays right here on 92.3 The Fan. 2 hours.
Yeah, just 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, right, we're going to add a couple. Poobah just added a couple
we'll
more.
We'll get you a co-host. You can go six.
But he's
no,
looking.
I'm doing two, boys. Only two.
He wants four, and he only wants to pay you for two.
Thank you, Bo.
See you guys.
Goodbye.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.